Shall we bow our heads for prayers? Father, Lord, we thank you this evening. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We say be magnified in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, as we lay down at your feet to learn, declare your mysteries unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your word come unto us. Let your word bless us. Let your word lift us. Let your word heal us. Let your word deliver us. Thank you, wonderful Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yesterday, we started a new series titled The Power of Your Words. And we are made to understand that through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God. And the scripture tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 18 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. And since we are created in the image of God, our word carries power. Our word carries life. So much so that even if a man is to be regenerated, he has to speak. He has to believe. He has to speak. So today, we want to go into the second part of it. And this is titled, Your Words, Your Heart, and Your Mountain. Your Words, Your Heart, and Your Mountain. I'm reading from the book of Mark chapter 11, verse 23. And if you have your Bible with me, you can read. If not, I want you to listen carefully. He said, For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say, that is talking, that is the use of tongue, shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, and shall not doubt in his heart. That is the position of your heart. But shall believe that those things which he seeth shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he seeth. When it comes to positive use of your tongue, for anything to happen, for anything to materialize, your words and your heart must perfectly align. I repeat, when it comes to positive use of your tongue, for your words to carry fire, for your words to carry life, for your words to be creative, your words and your heart, that is your thoughts, your thinking, must perfectly align. When you read the book of Proverbs 23 verse 7, Bible says, as he thinketh, so is he. That's why the scripture commands us, encouraged us in the book of Proverbs 4:23, that with all, above all things, it said, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are issues of life. In contemporary English version, that one says, be careful how you think, for your life is shaped by your thoughts. So, for your words to carry life, for your world to be creative, for your words to be effective, your words and your heart must perfectly align. And that's why Jesus said, anyone that shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and will not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what things soever he said shall come to pass. Bible says, whatsoever he says, he shall have it. It is one thing to declare. It is another thing to believe what you are saying. It is one thing to declare something. It is another thing for your heart to perfectly align with what you are declaring. I'm not just talking about aligning. I'm talking about perfect alignment. Perfect alignment, that is, when your heart is not doubting. Now, don't forget what the scripture tells us in the book of James chapter 1 verse 7. Bible talks about any man who asks from the Lord not wavering. It says, for he that is of doubting mind cannot receive anything of the Lord. So you need to understand that. So we're talking about perfect alignment of your heart. So when you declare something and your heart perfectly aligns with what you are declaring, that is no iota of doubt. Bible says, Jesus himself saying this, he said, whatever you say, you will have it. And when you study the scripture, you will find examples like that. For example, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 3, I just want to give you some examples in the scripture. If I can read, I will read. If not, I will just make reference and you can go and find it. Genesis chapter 11. This is the building of the Tower of Babel. Listen to what happens there from verse 3. Bible says, and they said one to another, go to, that is, come, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. Listen to verse 4. And they said, go to, that is, come, let us build us a city,
and tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. They said to themselves, let us build a tower, whose top may reach the heavens. So they declare what they want. They declare their intention. And now look at what happens in verse 6. And this is God testifying. God, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Does that tell you something? Their words and their imaginations were the same. Their words and their thinking were the same. Their words and their thoughts were the same. So even God testified to it that the way these people are going, nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. So they spoke. They did not only speak, they also believed what they spoke. They also imagined it, and while they were building, that was all their imaginations. Their imaginations perfectly aligned with what they are thinking about. And God said, the only way we can do this is to scatter their language. Can I pray for somebody? Every cooperation, every satanic cooperation against your progress, yes, is dismantled today. It's scattered today in the mighty name of Jesus. That is one example. When you read the book of Numbers 13, you can go to read Numbers 13. You start from verse 26 and you can go ahead to Numbers 14. Let me tell you what happened there. Moses sent 12 spies to spy the land of Canaan. And Bible says they all came back and they brought the report. And by the time they started the report, Bible says they said, well, the land which we searched out actually was a land that flooded with milk and honey. That was the only good thing they said about that land. And now they began to paint another picture. Said the city are walled and there we saw giants, and the city is a city that eats up the inhabitants, and moreover we saw the children of Hanak, and we were giants, and we are in our own sight as grasshoppers. So they began to say things, and as they were saying it, they were using their words to paint a picture of impossibility, a picture of it is not possible. That was a picture that the old children of Israel saw, and they began to weep, and they began to complain to Moses that you should have left us in Egypt, except for Caleb, who said, let us go up at once, for we are well able to possess it. And by the time we get to verse 14, Bible makes us to understand that they began to choose for themselves captains, and so much so that Joshua and Caleb steal the people and told them, you see, if the Lord delights in us, he will give us these people. In fact, they went as far as telling them their defense is depart from them and they are bread for us. So two set of people, 10 on one side, 2 on the other side. 10 spoke according to what they can see. 2 spoke according to what they can see. So their heart perfectly aligned with their word. And by the time we get to Numbers 14, verse 28, you know what God told Moses? God said to Moses, he said, as truly as I live, say unto the children of Israel, as they have spoken in my ears, so will I do. So every man had what he said. Every man had what he declared. Every man had what he confessed, because their heart perfectly aligned with their words. So if you want to see your creative power, if you want to see your words carry life and fire, then your word have got to align with your heart. Or let me say, your heart have got to align perfectly with your word. The same thing happened when you read the book of Matthew chapter 9, the issue of the woman, the woman with the issue of blood in the book of Matthew chapter 9. By the time we get to verse 21, there was something that woman did. Bible says he touched the hem of the garment, but it was not just that. Bible says she said within her heart, if I may but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. So before that woman reached out to touch the hem of his garment, she already saw in her heart that she is healed. I declare unto somebody who is listening today, you are healed in the name of Jesus. But do you know how it works? When you are declaring, your word have got, your heart have got to align with your words. Your thoughts have got to align with your words. Your imagination have got to align with your words. Your thinking have got to align with your word. And that perfectly. And that's what Jesus said. Any one of you who will declare something and will believe in his heart and will not doubt and believe that what things soever he has declared will come to pass, he will have it. So that's why it's not enough to declare. You must also believe. And it's not just enough to believe. You must believe totally. Nothing wavering. That is what the scripture says. That is what the scripture says. So, When your heart aligns perfectly with your words, then you move your mountains. Hey, many people will stand before the mountain and say, in the name of Jesus, you mountains move. But the truth is that they don't believe what they are saying. I have seen people who prayed hard and say, yes, in the name of Jesus, you strong man of my father's house, die. My life is moving forward. And by the time they get out and somebody asks him, how are you doing? He said, the same. He said, it's the same. Life is hard, though. You wonder. The same person who said, I'm moving forward. The same person who said, the Lord is moving me forward. That I'm progressing. I am this. I am that. The same person now is now saying, life is hard, though. So that tells you what he was declaring before was not something that his heart has actually believed, that his heart has actually processed and has fallen into perfect alignment with those words. So it is clear from the above that when a man could be clearing what he believes in his heart about God, what he believes in his heart that God can do, he will have it. So you can move your mountain when your heart and your words perfectly align. That is what we are saying. You can move your mountain when your heart and your words perfectly align. And do you know what to do about your heart? Because sometimes it is easier to declare. They say talk is cheap. It is easier to declare than it is easier to believe in your heart. Do you know what to do to your heart? Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So whatever you are feeding your heart with will determine the position of your heart when you start declaring. If you're always feeding your heart with unbelief, even when you are declaring positive things, your heart will begin to picture impossibility. And if what you are feeding your heart with, if what you are feeding your thought with is the picture of possibility, is the picture of how great God is the picture of the limitless and the unlimited power of God, when you declare, that is the same position that your heart will take, and you will have it. So, by the grace of God, tomorrow, we will go further. By the grace of God, tomorrow we'll be looking at another thing. And what we'll be looking at tomorrow, by the grace of God, we'll be looking at when your words become the word of God, or when the word of God become your word. Because that is where the difference, that is the difference between this positive confession of the thing and scriptural confession. So please, I encourage you today to begin to build your heart. I encourage you today to begin to refashion your heart so that it can begin to align with the word of God. So that anytime you declare something, it will come to pass. I prophesy into your life today, and that is my belief. That is my faith. I have faith for you today. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that the Lord God will begin to do a new thing in your life. It will change that garment of reproach. It will take it away from you. It will clothe you with glory. It will clothe you with beauty in the mighty name of Jesus. Bosia koteria gotosia. From now, you will begin to see differently. Your heart will begin to receive strength. Your heart will begin to receive faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Father. Till I come your way tomorrow, it is well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.